Well, I'm delighted to be here with Jason Gardner, who is a Special Olympics Great Britain ambassador and, of course, an Olympic gold medalist and, as we know, a sprint king for the country as well. Jason, great to see you as always. And thank you, first of all, for helping to launch Special Olympics Great Britain's Polar Plunge initiative, which takes place on Saturday, the 6th of December. All raising money for a good cause, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Special Olympics is... it's got a lot of history here in Bath. We've coming here last year for the Summer Games. It's certainly raised the awareness of what Special Olympics is, what it's about, giving young people and older people an opportunity of enjoying sport with intellectual disability. And this Polar Plunge initiative is going to be good fun. It's going to create a lot of excitement and, it's good.
And we might, if you're available, might even be able to get you along there for an hour or so.
Yeah, I keep finding myself these days having to kind of go back into doing things which I used to do. So, being at the University of Bath and going in the ice pool after coming back from surgery or hard training was it certainly wasn't something that I relished. But, of course, it's all about supporting a great initiative, and it will certainly make people a bit more aware of what Special Olympics is all about and, of course, what some of the elite athletes have to go through in their day-to-day training.
With 20 tonnes of ice and water, it's going to be a specially erected polar plunge unit at the University of Bath, up there at the training village. But just in terms of your connection with Special Olympics, Jason, why is Special Olympics special to you?
Well, sport's special to me, full stop, and I think sport should be certainly inclusive to everybody. I've been very fortunate to have grown up in a wonderful city here in Bath, where I've been given the opportunity of going to good schools, where it's been on the the agenda, competition for all. And I've met some wonderful people that helped me go on to chase my dream of becoming an Olympic champion. And I think through my experiences of working in sport, being engaged with the Paralympic movement, and of course coming to learn more about what the Special Olympics is over the past few years, it's made me realise how important it is where anybody and everybody should have the opportunity to develop themselves through sport.
And if people want to get involved, they go to polarplungegb.org. Now, I must ask you finally, Jason, about a fellow Special Olympics GB ambassador, Joe Pavey, who, of course, is also from the West Country, and she's had a remarkable success recently, winning the gold in the European Games at the 10,000 metres. 10 months after giving birth to her second child, it's a remarkable achievement.
Well, you say it. It's remarkable. It truly is. Most athletes, they peak in their late 20s. Joe's gone on into 40 years, two young children. As a father of two, I know how challenging it is to have a couple of children to look after them. And of course, Joe being a mother, having to go out there and do the grueling training, which is required to get success at that very elite level. This is very unusual. It doesn't happen to people of Joe's position, especially being plagued with a history of injuries during her career. So I'm really delighted and really pleased to see that she's gone on to stand on top of that rostrum and get what she deserves, because she's a great ambassador for the sport. And I really look forward to seeing her preparation as she goes on into Rio 2016.
Now, Rory McIlroy, with his two major wins and a Ryder Cup victory under his belt in 2014, will probably lead the favourites betting for Sports Personality of the Year. But Jo must be mentioned in dispatches. She must be up there.
I think she's got to be mentioned. I mean, it's been another great year for British sport, and that's what makes it exciting, of actually tuning in on the night and having a recap of what's actually taken place. And I mean, our athletes in the European Championships, Commonwealth Games, were just they made the countries proud, the home countries proud. And I really look forward to watching the programme and seeing who will be worthy of my vote.
Jason Gardner, Special Olympics Great Britain ambassador and Sprint King Olympic gold medalist. Thank you as ever for your time.
Thank you, Chris.